Hi.
Welcome back to
Those Dumb Ghouls.
That's Rinky.
And that's Karishma.
And we are your dumb ghouls.
Yes.
That was a great intro.
I know.
If I say so myself. That was way better than I expected it to be. That's great.
Yeah.
So how have you been, Rinky, since we last chatted 30 minutes ago?
A lot has happened. What can I say?
I can imagine. I mean, it's 2021, so, you know, it is totally possible that a lot happened in the last 30 seconds even.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if aliens have taken over the world when this comes out tonight. They have. I knew it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're back after a long, long hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, what, a year almost?
Has it? Oh my God.
No, I lied.
Okay.
I lied because we released our last episode on Halloween of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't been a year, but it has been almost half a year.
It feels like a year, like honestly.
It does. And I guess life happened and we got busy, so we haven't posted as much, but we'll try to be more consistent.
Yeah.
No promises, though, because everyone has lives outside of this podcasting realm, even though I wish I didn't have a day job. Mm-hmm. I would love to make podcasting my only job, but it's...
That would be
far
really
in the
cool.
future. It's far in the future. So I'm not going to say anything right now. I'm trying to be more positive because I have been learning that the universe sends things your way if you say positive things. So,
oh, okay.
You know,
I'm trying
to be more positive. So we'll see.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So today we are going to be talking about, do you want to talk about the topic first, Rinky?
We're going to be talking about haunted toys.
Yeah. So I guess, well, you know what? Like I thought about it. Are you doing a doll as well?
I have two stories. I thought we'd take a little trip to like Mexico for what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And one of them is a doll. The other one is a mannequin. So,
okay.
We'll
so I guess haunted objects would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause mine is a doll, but like, I guess yours isn't, one of them isn't a doll. So
yeah.
Works. It's fine. I've never heard of a haunted mannequin before, but I'm excited for the next episode because that's when we're going to cover this.
Yeah.
For your end.
How old has our new format been? Or is it still new? I can't remember.
I think it's new relatively because we haven't released as many formatted episodes. So it's a new format where we're just, I guess, taking turns. So one episode, Rinky's going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And by it, I mean her story.
Yeah.
Then other episode, I'll cover a story on the same or similar topic. So hopefully that makes our episodes a little bit more condensed and more fun to look forward to.
And exciting.
And exciting. And again, like we've lost a little bit of our like juju of podcasting because it's been a while. So if you hate it, please let us know.
Again, like back to the please let us know if you're breathing type pitches.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Please let us know. Email us at thosedumbghouls@gmail.com or you can write to us on our Instagram. I haven't been active for a while, but I promise, like, if you send a message, I'll try to respond back. And yeah.
Sounds
we have
good.
A Facebook group that no one goes on. So
us included, I think.
Yeah, I'm included in that. Maybe I'll kind of revive that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get right into the story because it's what, like 30 minutes since I've been talking? So, okay. Well, the story that we're going to be doing today from my end is about this doll named Mandy. Mandy is this haunted little baby doll that is kept at the Quesnel District and Museum in Quesnel, BC in Canada. And she has resided there since 1991. And she's apparently one of the most famous haunted dolls in the world, which is great. Yay, Canadian doll representation.
I'm so happy for her.
She's the only one representing us on the big global platform.
Love it.
And apparently she's super, super popular because a lot of the people who visit the museum actually just visit it just to see her. So this little lady is super popular. She was found by this young woman who was cleaning her grandma's attic in 1991. And at this point, the doll had already been 91 years old. So it is very old. And because it's so old, it's a little weird looking. No offense to Mandy. Don't come after me. But her face is cracked. And she looks like every other typical doll, but she has like glass eyes. So you can imagine it looks creepy.
I think now I have this really creepy image in my head, which I want to say is creepier than the actual doll. So I feel like I have to Google it just so yes. I can rest a little bit.
I mean, we can post it on our Instagram, what she looks like. So yes, I will definitely post it. I think
if with dolls, like we have to do pictures.
Yeah.
It's a must. Like yes, you just obviously. Can't be as spooked without a picture.
I can't do her beauty justice without posting a picture, okay? I don't want her to come after us, so I'm just going to say she's very beautiful for how old she is. And this woman who'd found Mandy also had a baby at that time, so she thought it would be, like, the perfect thing for her baby, like, to take home a vintage doll that's from her grandma. Mm-hmm. It's, like, super, like, a family heirloom type thing. So this woman takes the doll to her house, and immediately weird shit starts happening, as it always does with haunted items and objects. So when this woman is sleeping at night and her baby's in the next room, she hears a baby crying, but the sound isn't coming from the next room. It's coming through the walls, and it sounds as if it's traveling through the vents from the basement. So clearly she's terrified, considering that this is like weird because her baby's in the next storeroom and it's not her baby in the basement that's crying. So there must be something else that's crying. Yeah. So she goes to investigate, as you always do with these things. And I guess maybe she went because she actually has a child. Like, personally, it would be weirder because if you had no baby in the house and you heard a baby crying and you went to investigate, that means you're dumb as fuck.
Yeah. 100%.
But she has a baby in the house, so I guess she's worried, thinking she must have forgotten her baby in the basement. I don't know. I don't know.
Normal parenting things.
I mean, I imagine myself as a parent forgetting my child
in the basement. Like, I
don't know. Like, what if she had a nice furnished basement? I don't know.
Somehow, I highly doubt that.
I don't know what people in 1991's basement looked like.
I can't imagine it was a furnished attic as well. Like, a bougie thing. Like, a chandelier.
There have been furnished attic. Did you ever watch Jacob Tutu?
What is that?
It's a French-Canadian cartoon about this kid and his family. He had like a billion siblings. Not a billion. He had a lot of siblings. Mm-hmm. But his bedroom was in the attic. And I wanted that bedroom so badly because it was like really decked out and really cool.
Oh, nice.
But now when I think about attics, I do not think about that bedroom. So I don't want that bedroom anymore. So it's possible her basement was really nice. But anyways, so this woman went to investigate and she didn't find anything weird or anything unusual. The only thing that was out of like normal was one of the windows was open.
Mm-hmm.
And then this thing became a regular thing at her house where she would hear a baby cry. She would go to look and the window would be open. And then after it happened a couple of times, she was like, okay, no, this is too much for me. And she kind of attributed it to the doll. And she's like, I don't want anything like that in the house with my baby here. Mm-hmm. So she decided that she would donate this doll to the museum. And the doll was given a name that was the same as her daughter's name, which is very terrifying, which is where the name Mandy comes from, and it's short for Miranda. Okay. But yeah, so that's how Mandy gets her name. And currently, Mandy is still at the museum in Quesnel, and she has been put in a glass case with a little stuffed lamb in her lap. So you imagine like a little baby doll, and it's really cute and stuff, but except Mandy has a cracked face, glass eyes, and there's a little lamb in her lap.
Okay. Yeah. Follow-up question to what you said. Can we go over the fact that you said she's named after her daughter real quick?
Yes.
What?
I don't think they wanted the doll associated with their family's name because it was an heirloom. Like, it's an old doll. So I guess, you know, I guess maybe the museum wanted the name for, like, the family. And they offered the name of the doll. Like, instead, they're like, oh, the doll's name is Mandy. We want to stay anonymous. You can just use Mandy for that.
Okay.
So that is a little strange, I know.
I mean,
that
of is, all the names.
Yeah, of all the names to give it. It was just assigned the name Mandy, but for the daughter. So,
all right.
Creepy.
Very.
Yes. And apparently, as soon as this doll in 1991, as soon as it was put on display, weird shit started happening at the museum to the staff and the volunteers who were there. So people's lunches would randomly disappear out of the fridge and then later would be found in stuffed inside like drawers and places where no sane person would put their lunch because why would you put your lunch in a drawer? That's strange as fuck. Other little things like the stationery in the office, pictures from people's desks, books from the museum itself would go missing and then later would be found in weird places. Why did you look back?
I thought I heard something.
You just looked right back.
This is not okay. Like, I have headphones on, so it like kind of creates this like muffled thing.
That's
no, I'm just terrifying. I don't think because Nini's not home, right? She went to brunch with her friends, so I'm just in case she's like home and she like didn't ring the bell. I don't know.
Okay,
I'm just on edge, but you have the agarbati going, so we're good.
Yeah, I got the incense, I got my little lights happening, so it's good. Mandy, please don't come after us. But yeah, so when she was donated, like weird shit started happening and all of these things would disappear randomly and then would be put in different places that no one ever would put them in. And then some things would disappear and would never be found again. And I found this like I don't know, this kind of made me like iffy. I'm like, what if someone who visited the museum stole it?
Yeah.
You know, that's possible. Like that could be one possible explanation to it. So I'm going to keep an open mind because I do believe Mandy's haunted after one of the stories that I read, but we'll go into that as I keep talking. Anyways, so yeah, when she was initially donated, she was placed with like other artifacts and dolls in the museum. And apparently she had to be put in a glass case by herself because she would harm other dolls, which is really scary to think about. I'm sorry, but like, why are you harming other dolls?
And how are you harming?
Like, it like she would destroy the dolls like in her vicinity, like things would be like
spontaneous combustion?
Like destroy as in like she would rip apart like their clothes, like, you know, like all these vintage things that belong in the museum, like, or she would like claw their face or stuff like that.
That's catty.
And again, this is not like, this is not written in the thing, but that all they said was she would destroy other dolls. So this is me speculating that this is what she did.
That's so creepy.
So yeah, then after that, she was placed in a glass case, and I guess it doesn't happen anymore because she's enclosed in there. But still, some weird shit happens where her little lamb that's in her lap would end up outside on the floor, like outside the glass case, but the case itself is like locked. So there's no way it should be outside.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a little creepy, more than a little creepy. And the staff isn't the only one that's experienced stuff with Mandy. A lot of the visitors who visit have also had experiences, which makes me think that this doll is definitely haunted. Because
why would you visit? Like, I'm sorry, I would not go see a haunted doll. Like,
I would definitely visit, but you have to follow the protocol that I will later specify.
Okay.
Okay. So visitors who visited have often reported that when they're in the doll's presence, they feel her eyes following them when they're in the room. Mm-hmm. Or if they're looking away, they sometimes see her blink in like in the corner of their eyes, like in their peripheral vision. And that is really scary to me because I don't want to see any of my stuffed animals or toys blink ever.
Toy Story would be, like, actually so creepy.
Exactly. Like, I love my toys. I love Toy Story, but I don't want them to come alive. I'm sorry. Yeah. That is some demonic shit that's happening right there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so visitors have reported that. And apparently when some people try to take videos or pictures of her, their device battery would drain, like, completely. Like, it would just drain, even if it was at full. And it's happened to a lot of people like that.
Wow.
Yeah, and it could be, like, a coincidence for one or two people. But, like, when it's happening to multiple people, it's kind of fishy. And one of the guests was saying to, like, museum staff that apparently Mandy caused one of her camera's lights to turn on and off every few seconds while she was in the room. And as soon as she left the room, the camera was working normally again. So I guess Mandy is a little camera shy, or whatever is inside Mandy is a little camera shy.
Yeah.
Yep. And the museum staff recommends that in order to take a video or a picture of her, you ask her for her permission first. Mm-hmm. And then generally when you ask for permission, nothing happens to people's like cameras or their videos that they're taking. So it's usually fine. So if you do want to visit Mandy with me, Frankie, we will ask her for her permission.
No, I'm very okay with never doing that.
One day.
But like, honestly, maybe she's just a sucker for politeness now. Like,
maybe
she's just peeved at the world for just being rude.
Maybe it's like an old lady, because Mandy is like super old. Maybe it's just an old lady who's camera shy. We don't know this.
Possibly.
Anyways, yeah, the museum heritage manager in 2018, her name's Elizabeth Hunter, said that she's actually never experienced anything with Mandy personally.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks that most things are just rumors that people make up about Mandy because they give her a bad rep. However, she says that there's one incident that she can't explain away. And this is why I believe that, like, Mandy is haunted. Anyways, yeah, so this incident happened like before Elizabeth Hunter started working with the museum, and it was with a curatorial assistant, which is something that I had to look up because I didn't know what it was. Someone who gathers and analyzes information about artifacts and all things in the museum. So yeah, so this person, when Mandy came in, was trying to take pictures of Mandy for the archive of the museum, and while she was taking pictures, something randomly in the room fell off the shelf, and it was like really loud. So it spooked her. So she was like, I'm going to leave the room because I can't right now, because she was scared.
Yeah.
So she went out for a little bit and then she came back in. And when she came back in, the room was like in shambles, and a lot of the stuff was like turned upside down or was like thrown on the floor. And she was like, there is no way someone could have like done this in the time that I was gone, because it was a very short period of time, and it would have like the person would have had to be like really, really fast to do it. And also that she thought she heard like footsteps around, and there was no one else in the room at the time that she was outside. So yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, fun. I definitely think that this is this is Mandy. And I think it was Mandy doing it.
Is Mandy throwing a tantrum?
Maybe. Maybe she just wasn't happy that she was moved. Because yeah. This was initially when, like, she first came at the museum. Right? So this person, Elizabeth Hunter, who mm-hmm. is the heritage manager right now, mm-hmm. she thought this was something that was, like, an exaggerated story or, like, you know, something people tell, like, after coworkers leave and stuff. Mm-hmm. However, like, one day, this lady who was the curator came back for a visit, and mm-hmm. she would not go in the room with where Mandy was, and she was really scared, and she was like, I'm not gonna go in that area, like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. So after that, this lady started believing it by how afraid this lady was, because mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, when you're afraid, you can for sure tell that someone is afraid.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was what happened with the curator. And I feel like that one story in particular, along with like the camera batteries draining and stuff, makes me think that yes, Mandy is haunted.
Yeah.
However, the last disturbance that Mandy caused was in around 2008. So it's been a while since they've experienced anything. So she's maybe like she's like, yeah, own, maybe she's settled age. In. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she's settled in. Maybe she's happy. Yeah. Or maybe she's waiting for the right time to strike again.
How about no? She's mellow. She's fine.
She's okay. Sure.
We don't need any more haunted dolls in the world, honestly.
We don't. And that was my story of Mandy, the haunted doll. I hope you enjoyed it.
I did. I feel like, so what you said, because like I did research as well, and what you mm-hmm. said in terms of like how her eyes like follow her around mm-hmm. and like follow like people around mm-hmm. and just like in general, like mm-hmm. creepiness that like every doll haunting symptom. I don't even know, right? Yeah, it's literally the same thing, because yep. that's exactly what is happening in my stories as well. So, like, secret society of dolls, or, like, what?
I don't know. Or maybe it's the same type of demon possessing these dolls, you know?
I love that you brought demons into the mix. As if it wasn't scary enough. You're like, let's just throw that in there.
That's a very charisma trait.
You know? Yeah. Love it.
Yes, but that was Mandy's story. And mm-hmm. I personally believe she is haunted. I don't know about you, because
I looked at her picture
and I did not get great vibes. Let's just put it that way.
I'm not gonna look at the picture.
Well, I'm gonna post it on
Instagram. Okay, well, I guess I will then.
So you will look at it.
All right. Awesome.
I will force you to look. Maybe block her Instagram for the next couple of days.
Awesome. I do believe the dolls could be haunted. I've had this, like, I don't know, like, how to explain it. So I've had this doll since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, at one point, like, when I first got it, I was super attached to it, like, mm-hmm. super attached. Like, I would literally not leave it for, like, 2 seconds anywhere. I would have it with me at all times when I was little. And I remember this. I don't know why I still remember it. It was just, like, a creepy dream. So, because I was, like, so attached, I would take it everywhere with me. And so, mm-hmm. I had this dream when I was little that the doll had a twin, okay? and the twin was like the evil twin, and in my dream what happened was the actual doll that I saw like myself hanging around mm-hmm. was actually the evil twin. And literally after that dream, I remember waking up and like, I wanted nothing to do with that doll. Like, I was like,
you're traumatized.
I never want to see it again. Like, I couldn't even look at it in the eye. Like, I couldn't look at the doll in the eye because I was like, you're evil.
What was her name? I want to know.
It wasn't great.
Ollie.
And what was she called?
Yeah.
This is so embarrassing. Her name was Cutie.
Aw, that's so cute.
No.
I mean, I have a polar bear named Waitu. So
yeah.
I'm sure that was much more creative than mine is.
It's not creative at all. It was literally the only word I knew then. So it was, yeah. And like, I remember like years later, I was like kind of a little scared to look at it again. I was like older then.
You still have her?
I still have her. Yeah. She's in like Mississauga.
So, oh my God. You have to show me next time I'm over.
Yeah. So like, you know how my mom has like a showcase of like mm-hmm. things in her room, like in her mm-hmm. bedroom, and like half of it is like toys. Yeah. and like dolls. She's there. She's okay. At the very back though, because I don't want to just casually like look at her, but I can't bring myself to like throw her away.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's like all of that to say that I totally believe that like dolls, like I think what they might do is like drain energy. Like, I don't think that when like they initially have energy of their own, but I feel like that is more like plausible. Mm. Like, I feel like they suck the energy of like the,
yeah,
like the like, child
mm-hmm, or who they're with. I guess.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then they like just keep it. So like, I mean, this sounds like there's no substantiation of any of this, but like, but I think it's possible.
I can do that. Like, no, you know, like how you're around some people and mm-hmm. you just get bad vibes from them.
Yeah.
I believe in that. Like, I believe that there's some people who have bad energy and who drain you.
Yeah.
And if, I guess, someone like that were to be around the doll, like, mm-hmm. it would be the same thing, you know, like, mm-hmm. their bad energy would seep into the doll.
Yeah.
And I believe, like, well, I believe in everything. So I can't even say, like, this is the one thing I believe in, because I believe in everything. But for Mandy, apparently, mm-hmm. they said that the doll used to belong to twins who had passed away, like at a young age. So they think it might be like kids who are like attached to their doll after all these years.
Yeah.
Or it's something that took the kids maybe to the other realm, wherever that is. And then it just stayed behind to torment people.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like after the kids move on, like, I literally, like, just personal experience, I invested a lot of time with my doll.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, like, it's totally plausible mm-hmm. that all of that, like, energy, and, like, what happens once, like, we grow up and, like, we move on?
Yeah.
Like, does that, like, potentially maybe become negative energy sometimes?
I don't think so, because I have all of our teddy bears, and they all have great energy.
Okay.
I'd like to think, but that's because I invest time in them.
Okay.
Still, like, they're there. I clean them, but I feel like maybe like forgotten toys can have bad energy. Like, I don't know. Maybe this is going into like Toy Story area shit.
Yeah, it is.
Where it
right?
makes me like, really sad. It's like I don't want to forget my toys ever. I don't want to forget my toys ever. Like,
I know.
I would never want to do that to them. That makes me so sad. That was the story of Mandy. I hope everyone enjoyed it. It was super short because, again, I'm trying to condense the episodes to like.
I like short. I really do like.
It's more doable and more listenable. Listenable mm-hmm. is not a word, but you're able to listen to it more.
For sure.
Yeah, and that is all for this episode. Thank you for listening.
If you enjoyed, follow us on Instagram. And join our Facebook group. All the other things, like email us.
Like email us.
I'm rusty at this. Like, oh my goodness.
But you can email us at thosedumbghouls@gmail.com, or you can write to us on Instagram, DM us, whatever works for you. You can join our Facebook group, which is, I also believe it's Those Dumb Ghouls, but I cannot confirm. So maybe search it up. I'm the most unhelpful for a person ever.
Google it. Bye. Google it.
But yeah, that is all. Thank you for listening.